The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, Lord.
The 72 disciples returned, rejoicing, and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. We are continuing to hear the story of the 72 disciples that were sent by Jesus to proclaim the good news, to proclaim essentially the message of the Lord. Now, who are these 72? The Lord has 12 apostles. We all know that. He had 12 apostles, and they formed the inner circle. They too were sent to preach, but there's a difference in their assignment. The 12 were sent to the tribes of Israel. They were sent to the Jewish people, those who are within the Jewish faith. That's where they were sent. And that's being true to what Matthew has always been, has initially started. He says, when Jesus says, "I came to gather the house of Israel." So the preaching of the 12 to the people, to the Jewish people, is the gathering of the house of Israel. But lest we construe that as a unique gift to the people of Israel, well, to some extent it is unique, but it doesn't mean that salvation is only for the Jews, because sending the 12 to the tribes of Israel, to the Jewish people, means that it's a prophetic sign which will signal the gathering also of all of the Gentiles. That's us. It's a sign that all will be gathered to the Lord. And now that sign comes in the sending of the 72. Because the 72 were not sent only to the Jewish communities, but they were sent to the communities of the Samaritans and all other Gentile places. That's the reason why there was an instruction that we heard a few days ago when they were being sent. Jesus told them, "Eat whatever they set before you." The significance of that is a Jewish people will not eat pork, or they will not eat shrimp or any fish that are bottom dwellers. They observe kosher laws. But these 72, when they were sent out, said, "Eat whatever is set before you. Do not worry about the kosher requirements." So it's a signal of opening up the kingdom of heaven to everybody. All is welcome now. Not only the elect people of God, but everyone. Everyone who hears the word of God and keep it in their heart. So that's the significance of this 12, and they have a marvelous success in their mission. Jesus, they were so happy about the reception of the good news amongst the people outside of the Jewish faith. And Jesus also marveled and rejoiced with their success. The importance of this is that in the proclamation of the Word of God, very much like what the 72 did, in the proclamation of the Word of God, we see the hope for all that we are longing for. In the proclamation of the Word of God, we see light in the darkness. See, that's what Job was looking for. He's looking for meaning in the midst of the darkness of his suffering. And he's saying, I did not sin. What happened to me? And so God appeared in the whirlwind and spoke to Job and revealed to Job his words. And now we see the ending of the Job saga. And here Job saw the reason of his suffering and said, he says, Lord, your mind is far beyond my mind. And now I understand that you have my future in your hand and that you know better than I do. And now I repent in dust and ashes. The proclamation of the word gives meaning to our suffering. And so today, as we listen to the Word of God, and every day that we do, know that Word of God that is given to you and is implanted in your heart will be the light in the darkness, so that you can carry your cross, however heavy it may be, because you know that it came from the Lord, and the Lord's burden is easy and light. Amen.